Hello and welcome to the West Sisbin Short Podcast. My name is Matthew Durant. I'm here after West have come away from Wimshire Town with a 2-2 draw. Rob Lee unfortunately is ill, so if you have noticed any difference on the Twitter this evening, it's because we've had Rob Mackay, a blight on our club, but also a very good live tweet. I've not seen the tweets, but I'll compliment you regardless. Rob, well, I won't ask you how that was. We'll go straight into the game, actually, because it was a game of two halves, as they say. The first half ended 2-0 to Wimshire Town, second half ended 2-0. So we go half by half, goal by goal. Give us an overview of the first half and then each of the goals.
I thought it was a really even game until they scored, and I didn't think either side looked really like they were going to break the deadlock. We had probably one half chance early doors. George Blackwell, really good cross on the left, yeah. Sort of dug it out in the far post. Curtis Miller, the Wivenshaw left back, did just enough to put him off, yeah. And that was probably about the only really clear cut chance in the game. And then they went down the other end, and lovely ball from deep, it found on there, set forward at the far post, and obviously, like, he had a great game. I thought Dante, yeah. But obviously he's not a left back, and this guy was, you know,
a foot taller than him, yeah.
Yeah, foot taller than him. Back across goal, AJ's done really well, I think, to make the initial save, and then their striker, he's beaten two West players to the ball from what, a yard out, second ball in, scored, and you know, I think you can tell how up for it they were, because he's run 40 yards to celebrate for their goal, yeah. And then Kyle Callagher's raced to the home dugout for the second goal, so you know, they can tell they're up for it, you know. And
well, the second goal, I can't really remember it, to be honest.
Yeah, it was a corner.
Of course, yeah.
Whipped in, good height. AJ can't come for it. It's but 6 yards out, Kyle Callagher's unmarked, and heads home. You know, really, like, with the height we've got at the back, shouldn't be conceding that kind of goal. And then, you know, we're on the ropes for a bit. Semivko and at least one other have to make a couple of blocks.
Yeah.
AJ's had to make a couple of saves. He's tipped one around the post from a free kick. After Tinkles has got booked, he's had to tip another one around the post. Push one around the post, rather low to his left before half time. Ultimately, from I thought 0-0 and being in the game quite comfortable for 2-0 down, I thought we were quite lucky to get to half time only 2-0 down.
Yeah, that was exactly my thinking. I was it wasn't one of them where you're hoping for a goal before half time. It's just like, just that, keep it down to 2-0, we'll build in the second half and hopefully get something. And second half there were a couple of changes, and that seems to change the game for us.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting team selection because Cotty's not fit. He said hopefully be available for Saturday. Ashwood is still not fit. So we played Joel Swift up front, and obviously I don't know much about Joel Swift, and Jack Ryan played in the 10 behind him, and I think
they couldn't really get a grip in the game in the first half. That was a lot to do with Wimshire Town's intensity. We didn't really have many opportunities, and when they did have opportunities, there wasn't much chance for West players to get forward to support them.
Yeah, I don't think that we ever really got them in the game. And I stood with Setz and Brock second half, and Setz said, you know, this is a free game for us, because we'd lost the original fixture.
Well, there were a lot of fans saying at half time, but we're just in the same position. But we were essentially straight after kickoff in the original game. We went 2-0 down. So yeah, we were just back where we were.
Yeah, but I think Curtis came off at half time, didn't he?
Curtis Miller.
Miller.
Oh no, he's talking about Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan came off at half time?
I don't know, mate.
No, it was definitely Curtis Miller. Curtis Miller came off at half time, and Rain came on, Rain Davies. And for me, I thought that changed the game. It took a bit of time to get in. Joel Swift came off at half time.
Yeah.
And Joel Swift came off 3 minutes into the second half. Bagsy came on, and then Bagsy came off pretty much almost within 5 minutes.
Well, by that point, we were a goal up, I think. Oh, no, goal up. We'd scored. That was a corner. Was it Josh Tinker who got the last touch?
Yeah, I was 100 yards away. Sam Heathcote celebrated like he'd scored it. But obviously, it was a whipped in corner, great delivery. Keepers parried the first one, and yeah, Tinks is drilled in the second.
You were quite a way away, because there was whoever it was got quite a powerful header. It might have been Sam Heathcote, and it hit a West player on the head, and it looked like it was pretty much he was going in. I don't think the keeper got a touch in it, and it popped up to Tinker who forced it home, queuing fairly big celebrations because literally before that corner I was saying to whoever was around me, just give us a goal to celebrate. Yeah. Like, we had a big travelling support, which we'll mention at the end, and then after that Wiltshire Town kind of fell apart a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get us wrong, like, the second half wasn't all us. They were the better side for the first 15 minutes of it, and they should have had a penalty early doors that don't seem really to appeal for. Had a couple of decent chances. AJ's made a couple of decent saves again, and then they just seem to, whether it was just run out of steam, whether the goal took something out of them, and then I say Rain really started to pull the strings in midfield. You know, it was really impressive, and I was really impressed with Alcedor as well. And obviously, look, then the equaliser was a superb ball through Billy Matthews, who I've not seen anything of. I didn't know what to expect of him.
I think he made his debut on Saturday.
Yeah, races through and puts the keeper on the floor. Then what a little lovely dink over it, you know, for 2-2. And I think just the celebrations from the players just shows, you know, like, I think this team's it's you know, it's new, you know, and you can just see how much they want to win. They want to get stay in games, and even when it's not going right, it's not a lack of effort. It's you know, the sheer will sometimes is getting them there.
And there does seem to be like a unity for the fans, because you say, like, after Billy scored, literally the entire team ran over to celebrate with the fans, and at full time, like, there was, like, West had a couple of chances. Probably the main chance after the second goal, like, after our second goal, was a free kick by Wiltshire Town, which AJ brilliantly palmed over the bar. Like, a less keeper had let that in.
Yeah, it was a dreadful decision for the free kick. I was like, I was like 20 yards from it, and Tinks can't even know he's there. But yeah, AJ's made a great save. Then he's come and caught across as well, which is really important. So yeah, and we had obviously a couple of chances of our own at the end to nick it.
Yeah, and I had to go stand in the corner by myself for the last 10 minutes because I'd accepted that we were, after the first half, that we were going to lose, and then to being with a shout in the last 10 minutes, like, we had a free kick and a couple of corners ourselves, like, nothing really possessed the keeper. But yeah, like, for the last 10 minutes it could have gone either way. But yeah, like, at the end AJ came over and I was euphoric. As I'm sure my wife, who's on the tram with us, will know, like, I kept bursting out laughing on the way at the tram, because I just couldn't believe that we'd managed to, after the first half,
draw that. I stood next to you. You're laughing your head off. Yeah, going back to what I say, it was a free game, it was a free hit. You know, in our heads, we've come in the first game, we didn't turn up, we didn't perform, and everything is, I say, not going against us, but there's, you know, we've come here again, a new team, players missing. Dante playing left back, CJ playing right back, Matt Cook playing centre back.
A good five first teamers out.
Yeah, and I gotta give credit to the manager, because when I met him in July, one of the things he said was about building a team spirit and, yeah, and a sense of togetherness, and I think he's done that within the squad, judging by the way they've come together, the way they were at the end. I think the inclusion of Sam Heathcote has really, really, really helped that. And, you know, I think the way the supporters have grouped together as well, it seems to have made a really, really good... Something's about to happen here, isn't there? Because eyes...
Jack behind us. I think he's just in to listen. So we're just going to talk about the fans. Like, we've got one stop. So Jack, as one of the fans, as one of the noted fans, how was the support for you today?
Purely positive. Nothing but positive vibes.
Yeah.
And on a real seriously note, it has been purely positive. It's good to see everyone get behind him through the ins and outs. Whether you're there to see quality football or not, you're there to have a good time. And that's what West is providing at the moment. Win, lose, draw, everyone's having a good time. It's a great time to be a West fan.
Yeah, and we were saying on the walk to the tram, that, like, myself and Rob saying the walk to the tram, that it's a lot of fun at the minute, like, especially the away days. Like, so we've got Cheadle Heath Nomads on Saturday, which again should be a fairly big following. A day out in Stockport. Yeah, so yeah, unfortunately, the West fans on the tram are bringing the
stone
down.
I'm guessing the stonecutter guy must be at the other end of the tram.
Yes.
All I say, positive vibes only. Come on, the West.
positive vibes only come on the West.
Liberal use of the word great there from Jack.
But no, it's we've got one stop before we get off the tram. Oh yeah, of course, two stops. So yeah, we'll use one stop to talk about the travelling sport and how vociferous they were, and then another one to look forward to the game. So yeah, travelling sport, mate.
Yeah, mate. I put a tweet on the other day after the game on Saturday. I was like, obviously, it proper FOMO when you see how everyone was buzzing from Saturday's game, and obviously the results helped, the performance helped, but it's just that day out. 20, 30, 40 people going to support whatever 11 that turns out, and it's far cry from when it was just me and Paul Settle. The same as about 6 years ago, went to Wigan Robin Park, there was just me and Paul, no committee.
Well, when I started coming, which is only, well, it's close to 6 years ago now, where it'd just be like, we play Linnets away, like Linnets who were going for the league, not that far away, it'd be me and you in Rob Madden's car. There might be one or two of people coming, whereas now, like even for Stone, where there was 64 people, the official attendance, and probably like 40 from West fans.
Yeah, it's like when the Dutch uncles were getting a car and coming, you think, oh my god, it's a special day, because it's like there's gonna be eight of us, and you know, we've had those days where you know we went to Lidditz and we lost 7-0, and it was like, but there's like 40 people here really disappointed, and it's and you go, yeah, today, whatever the crowd will be. Two thirds of it would be West Isbury. Is that
well? It depends what the official attendance is, but we'll see about that.
And again, Saturday, you know, and we've talked about it often is how many clubs' biggest crowds this season will be because we've been there. And that sounds like a boast and a brag, but it just shows you the commitment of supporters put into supporting a team away from home.
Well, like when I first started coming, like where you'd have like say 1874 North, which you always bring, and away following. Where, like, if you're playing 1874, like, when West are playing 1874 North, which is like, oh, like, it's going to be, like, the attendance is going to be over 200 because they're going to bring 40 people.
Well, it's going to be over 200 because they're going to bring 200 people, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Where, like, but, like, yeah, the amount of, like, whenever the North West Counties tweet out, like, their biggest attendance of the week, generally West are always in there because we always take, like, a decent amount of people now.
Yeah, yeah, and when you see it at home, when that non-league crowd's, step six, when we're usually top two or three, and even if you look at step three, four, and five, we'd invariably placed in there somewhere.
And we're just at we're at St. Moorburg's now. We're getting off at Chorlton, so we'll wind this up now. But we'll just look forward to Cheadle Heath Nomads. We won't do any kind of preview, but just your memories of the last time we were there.
Rob Madden getting locked in the.
It's a pre-season friendly,
and having to climb out the windows to get out. I'd forgotten about. I'll never forget that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real highlight of the an entire team of
trialists. We lost the models. We lost to a team of models.
So yes, that's what we've got to look forward to. Cheadle Heath Nomads are actually a decent team now, rather than they were a decent team then.
They beat us.
Yeah, we were playing a team full of trialists. Yeah. And as you say,
Rob, 5-year-old craft beer.
Oh yeah, the highlight was that they were selling some 7% double IPA for £1 a bottle. Yes, I completely ruined my weekend that, but it was well worth it. But yes, Rob, thank you very much for live tweeting today. Thank you very much for your contribution on the podcast. I'm just stilling so that I can end the podcast and not be any kind of blank noise. I don't have to edit it, but yes, thank you very much. A great result for West, especially given the circumstances. Any final comments, Rob?
Safe journey home, everyone. See you all on Saturday.
See you all on Saturday. And as always, come on, West.